Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered? Republican? Okay,
Republican.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate and the Florida State Legislature and local offices in Lucy County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, not registered to vote, or you have already voted?
Very likely to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And you know that voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary? By mail. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And can you tell me what is your age?
73,
thank you so much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's.
Master's degree, okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion...
I would vote straight Republican.
Okay, I'm going to give you the names, and you can tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. As well, if you have not heard or have no opinion of a person, you can indicate that. The first one is his person.
Unfavorable.
And would you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Wait a minute, I got that wrong. That's favorable.
That would be
favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. And then we have Linda Bartz. You have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
I don't know her.
Okay, thank you so much. Then we have Kathy Townsend.
Don't know her.
Okay, thank you so much. And then we have Richard Del Toro.
Unfavorable.
And would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Very, got it. And the last one is Ken Mascara.
Favorable.
And again, very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very, thank you so much. And can you tell me what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
Recommended by the governor.
Okay, thank you so much. Just let me touch your answer.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Yes, I was typing your answer.
Just give me one second.
Thank you. And now, can you tell me what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Not recommended.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to ask you a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Is the Republican primary election for Lucy County Commission District 3 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Bowery?
Yeah, unknown.
Do you know any of this one?
No.
Okay, thank you. And if you had to choose today, do you lean any of the candidates? I mean, Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Bowery?
Unknown.
Okay, thank you. And if the Republican primary election for Lucy County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Kathy Townsend or Audra Macon?
Townsend,
thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kathy Townsend?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you so much.